This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning, and welcome to the WAA VK5 news segment, brought to you by VK5 WOW. Did you notice the call sign change? This is the special event call sign promoting this year's WAA AGM and convention being held here in Harndorf on the 19th to the 21st of May. Now, here's the VK5 news brought to you by the Radio Clubs of South Australia. This is VK5 WOW for the WAA Sunday morning broadcast.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF again, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. As I write this draft, it is cold and wet here in Mount Gambier, evidence that winter has arrived early. It would be nice to see the odd sunny day or two, but I'm not sure what's in store for the next few weeks until the official start of winter on the 1st of June. One thing that our little club has a name for is in the search and rescue field. Originally started by Wayne, VK5ZX, unfortunately now a silent key and his call has been reallocated, as part of the SES comms unit here in Mount Gambier. The unit has gained a strong reputation with the Australian Maritime Safety Organisation based in Canberra and has been involved in a number of sea rescue operations and locating EPIRBs that have gone off on land and sea. When Wayne passed away, his role was taken over by Charles, VK5HD, and he has been very ably assisted in a number of tracking events by Greg, VK5ZGY, and a couple of other members of the SES comms unit. On the morning of last Wednesday, the pair were called out to find an EPIRB that had been activated. After being given some basic information, the pair went to a location west of Mount Gambier and started their search. After bumping into a person who turned out to be the owner of the property that they were interested in looking on and gaining permission to continue, the pair quickly located the 406-style beacon at the bottom of a pit with a number of dead pigs lying in it. Apparently the pigs were in an advanced stage of decay and the smell was pretty rotten. Having been informed as to what the SES police and our intrepid experts were looking for, the owner of the property remembered that a member of his family had dumped the EPIRB at some point, and the rain and the carcasses had caused it to develop a fault and it turned itself on. Once again, Charles and Greg proved their worth, because although it was a non-life-threatening event, it certainly could have been something tragic. Well done, Charles and Greg, on yet another very efficient and potentially life-saving effort. This again highlights the need for obsolete or superseded units to be disposed of properly in order that emergency service personnel do not get called out unnecessarily. We have received our first bookings for the 2017 Annual Convention Dinner. Dinner will comprise entree, the choice of two mains, choice of dessert, and we have been able to keep the cost at $25 per head again for this year. Dinner bookings may be emailed to Andrew, VK5 Foxtrot Alpha Whiskey Sierra, at 4100262@gmail.com. I say again, 4100262@gmail.com. If any of you who wish to attend the dinner have special needs, for example vegan, lactose or gluten intolerant, please let us know how many special meals will be required in your group and what they need in your booking email. Payment may be made via bank deposit, but you must state on the deposit that it is for the dinner. Andrew, VK5 Kilo Echo Tango, is handling all entries for the fox hunts, and entries for this should be emailed to him at vk5ket@wia.org.au, stating the number of people in your team and their call signs or names preferably. Andrew's email again, vk5ket@wia.org.au. Bank deposits for the fox hunts must contain the reference fox hunt on the deposit. Bank details will be notified via return email on receipt of your dinner, booking or fox hunt entry. The Sunday will feature two guest speakers, the home brew contest, Strictly Ham will be in attendance and numerous trader and second hand tables will be there. The prize presentations will precede the dinner on Sunday. On Saturday afternoon there will be a come and try where the public will be invited to have a session on the microphone on HF, VHF or UHF to get a taste of what amateur radio is all about. Please consider coming along as you will be made to feel very welcome. The South East Radio Group meets on the first and third Friday of each month at the club rooms in the Reedy Park Centre, O'Harallon Tellus, Mount Gambier, commencing at 7:30 p.m. sharp. Supper is provided following our meetings and we welcome visitors. That's it for this week. As usual, the members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Well, the North East Radio Club has finally got its 15 minutes of fame and is starring in the May edition of Amateur Radio Magazine. Thanks to the Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics Day activities at the Tea Tree Gully Library back in January this year. As well as the report on the event, there's some excellent photos by North East Radio Club's ace photographer, Stuart, VK5STU, and one of them has made the cover of Amateur Radio Magazine. So well done to Stuart, VK5STU, and to Trevor, VK5ATQ, and everybody else that was involved. And keep in mind that if you missed the STEM activity back in January, then we are planning to do it all over again in the next school holidays, so you can get involved in that one. The technical night last Friday was another very informative evening at the North East Radio Club. Our president, Rob, VK5RC, gave us some great ideas on how we can use common integrated circuits to control everything from voltages, logic, display, and frequency generation. It was a good turnout for this meeting, and many went away with some great info on integrated circuits that they can use for their radio projects. Many thanks again to Rob, VK5RC, for an excellent presentation. And don't forget, the next general meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on Friday, the 12th of May, and it will be a presentation by Ben, VK5BB, and Stuart, VK5STU, on the history of police communications and trunked radio networks. The meeting will be at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent, Modbury. The doors open at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. There's plenty of parking and tea, coffee and soft drinks are available. So I hope to see as many of you there as possible. It should be a very good night. Well, that's all for this episode of the North East Radio Club's News and Notes. 73 is and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Not much new to report this week, but thanks to Graham, VK5ZFZ, we have been invited to a special session at Fab Lab on Saturday the 24th of June. It will start at 11 a.m, giving us all time to get to 200 Pulteney Street, Adelaide. We're negotiating for platters of food, cake, tea and coffee. While talking about Graham, we have him booked to run another introduction to Audrino at the Shack on Saturday the 23rd of September. Wyson is still looking for volunteers to help out with the Rally of the Heartland over two weekends. The first weekend is the 2nd to the 4th of June. The second weekend will be known as the Light Force Rally SA, a Rally of the Heartland, and will be held September 15th to 17th. If you can or would like to help, get in touch with Lewis Colshill at rally@wyson.org.au. Monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. Everyone's welcome. May the 18th, Gerard, VK5ZQV, will tell us about his visits to the Friedrichshafen Ham Radio Conventions held each year in Germany. The WIA AGM and Convention at Harndorf is on the 19th to the 21st of May. If you've not booked yet, get onto the WIA website and see what technical sessions and demonstrations are being offered. I'm sure you'll find something of interest. The Ahart Shack is situated at Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. The shack is open on the second Saturday of every month for a social morning. Admission is via a gold coin donation, with tea and coffee provided. Discussions and presentations at this morning are wide-ranging. The fourth Saturday of each month, Ahart has a technical session, and the program of what is being presented will be on the Ahart website before each session. Another irregular event is the luncheon, held at the Blackwood RSL, Brighton Parade, Blackwood. These are held on the second and fourth Fridays of the month. No need to book. Be there by 11:45 for a 12 noon start. Have you taken part in the Ahart 2-metre net recently? It runs Monday night on the RAD repeater, starting at 8 p.m. and usually finishes about 9:30 p.m. I've noticed the numbers have been dropping off lately. If you miss out on this on-air broadcast, you can always go to the North East Radio Club website and either listen to it or download an MP3 file to listen to later. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you can send me a text message to 0428 835 621 and I'll get back to you. Thanks, everybody. Catch you next week.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief update from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The next meeting will be on Wednesday, 3rd of May, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. The next tech night will be on Wednesday, the 17th of May, and will be a presentation by Steve, VK5 AIM, on antenna parameter measurements and comparison. Wednesday, 31st of May will be a fifth Wednesday, and the suggested event will be a social evening stroke meal, and the venue and time will be advised. John, VK5NI's efforts for the Science Alive are progressing well for Sunday, the 7th of May, and the setup is from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and the public admission from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Volunteers can contact John directly. Bruce, VK5VAB's Scouts Anzac Vigil at Monopara went well on Anzac Day, and the members of the ARC assisted. We're approximately 4 weeks away from the WAAGM at Handorf. Look forward to seeing you there. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.